Grafting Flowers, Ancestors and Dreams. A contribution to the programme, Black Presence, a dialogue with Aziza Johnson's legacy. Victoria Ogwegbonam Okoye, July 2023. Geographies of Embodiment, GEM Research Collective. This creative contribution was originally presented in July 2022 as part of the programme Black Presence, a dialogue with Aziza Johnson's legacy. My dreams and my ancestors, our knowledges and our shared love for flowers come together in beautiful ways. In this contribution, I respond to the poem written by Aziza Johnson, Francesca Sobande, and Katusha Bento, and to Aziza's scholarly and personal legacy by shaping an experimental practice process. Abundancy, making time, taking our space, dreaming, being in dialogue with our dreams while awake. In this practice process, I gather my dreams and ancestors, our knowledges and love for flowers, grafting them together in material, embodied ways. I offer, to think with Aziza, Francesca and Katusha, a way to think about abundancy, a way to think about making time, a way to think about taking our space, and a way to think about dreaming, being in dialogue with our dreams while awake. To do this, I share stories. I share one of my dreams. I share knowledge and ways of doing that I've learned from my mother and our ancestors, and a process that I'm using to be in dialogue with my dreams within my waking life. Part 1, A Dream. In February 2022, my maternal grandmother, now an ancestor, visited me again through a dream. For years on the waking side of this life, she and I built our own rituals of walking together, of sitting together, and admiring the flowers, plants, and trees that my mother, her daughter, had tended to in the gardens at my parents' home. In this dream, my grandmother and I walked together along a road, hand in hand, talking. Image, from right, my father and maternal grandmother and grandfather. Derek Ofodorimwa, independent scholar teacher of Odinani, traditional cultural beliefs and practices of Igbo peoples, explained that an ancestor is a person that you descend from, someone who helped create you that is no longer with you in physical form. In Igbo metaphysics, dreams are liminal spaces where our ancestors, who live on, can commune and communicate with us, we who are animated through human life. Through dreams, ancestors make themselves seen and felt by us in this world of the living, and can guide us in the continuation of our intergenerational cultural traditions. In this dream, my grandmother and I commune together. We are bound hand in hand in dreamy communion, through more than living relation, also tied to our love for flowers. I inherit my love for and learning from flowers from my mother's people. Our love for flowers animates a relation, and this relation grafts together life and death, wakefulness and dreaming, in ways that teach me and allow me to experience these things as entangled, timeless, essential, and inseparable. Our love for flowers, plants, and nature joins us in an intergenerational relation. Part 2, Grafting. Graft is a word that my mother, a gardener, redefined for me. My grandfather, my grandmother's husband and my mother's father, passed away when I was 3 years old. My mother tells me stories of him, a school headmaster, landscaper and gardener who experimented in grafting together different plants. He would carefully select two or three different plants, she told me, and join and tend to them in a process that enabled these plants to learn to grow together. These stories describe his love for grafting together different plants, creating ways for those joined plants to live, blooming and fruiting together. She said, I remembered growing up watching this grapefruit tree growing also orange in some branches and sweet tangerine in another branch. But when I was young, I didn't know how he did it. She describes this grafting process from her memories of her father's experiments and from her own intimate knowledge tending to roses. You can graft like 2-3 plants into one stalk or one tree. You start with one plant, a main stem, and then you sort of peel out the rose from the branch. You peel it out, and from that other plant that you're grafting it to, you scratch out an area where you want to attach the peeled off rose part. You glue it there, attach it there, and then you use a tape and tape it round tightly, you know, to cover all the spaces. And then you leave it. You put it in a well-prepared place for it. You put it there, you water it, you just water the soil, and you leave it there, and very soon they will join together. In a co-authored article on plant grafting, plant biologists Wang, Jiang, and Wu describe the process as follows. Plant grafting is a vegetative propagation technique that connects two severed plant segments together. The chimera, consisting of the scion and rootstock, survives as a new individual after wound healing. It's the dream with my grandmother that continually reminds me of our shared love for flowers. It is these conversations with my mother in which she shares her knowledge and learnings inspired by and rooted in our ancestors. It's her love for the practice of gardening, of putting her hands into the earth, of carefully tending to each flower and pouring into them love and care and water so that they grow. It's my maternal grandfather whose practice of grafting as a material process brings two and more plants to grow together. It is the dream itself, a process of grafting as a way of bringing together my grandmother and me, hand in hand, that creates new modes of existence. These inspire for me a method, a practice of bringing together the dream with my grandmother, this shared intergenerational love for flowers that exists between all of us, as a way to think about and honour Aziza, her contributions and her legacy. As a way to think about ways of creating space, of creating abundance, of being in dialogue with our dreams while awake. Part 3. Grafting flowers, ancestors, and dreams. By the time I started a PhD at the University of Sheffield in fall 2017, Aziza had already finished hers in the Department of Geography there earlier that same year. In her PhD research, Aziza attended to Black Muslim women in Britain and their use of clothing practices to negotiate comfort in home spaces. In her further scholarship, Aziza witnessed the multidimensional, institutional racial violences of the university, our university and UK universities more generally. And she advocated for decentering this site of knowledge production. She also reflected on doing research with racialized as black subjects as a black Muslim disabled woman in a university structured through whiteness. I began my PhD in architecture, but in my third year transferred to the Department of Urban Studies and Planning. I first encountered Aziza through her writings. It was a time when I most needed them to help me understand my own experience as a black woman researcher in a UK university who was navigating its structural and interpersonal racisms. The exploitation, extraction, and sharing of my intellectual ideas without consent by my first supervisor necessitated my changing first supervisors and then departments in the third year of my four-year PhD programme. As I navigated this deep disruption, it was Aziza's writings that helped me on my own path. Her words affirmed my experience in an often unkind university space and showed me how we, as racialized as black scholars, might find each other and make space together through our work. Image, Dr. Aziza Johnson. Image by Oluwatosin Damiju. When thinking, doing, writing this contribution, I was living in Sheffield, and I wanted to be deliberate and site-specific in my practice of responding to Aziza's legacy. I began from departments located together in the Geography and Urban Studies and Planned Building. Behind this building is Western Park, a beautifully landscaped green space filled with grasses, plants, and flowers. The curated, beautiful aesthetic of this park belies the intimate violences of the surrounding university campus, and I sought to instantiate a deliberate practice of recognition, remembering, and also caring creation. I wanted to remind myself that even in this unkind place, I could choose and create my own beauty. That even from this place, I could gather and graft together something else for us, for myself and for Aziza. Over the course of a few weeks, I continually returned to the park. Each time as I wandered around, I held on to my dream, my grandmother, my grandfather, my mother, Aziza, our experiences at University of Sheffield, her words, my own experiences, my learnings. And I took from the park beautiful flowers. This was not a vindictive practice, but rather one of love and care. From this place of hurt and exclusion and pain and alienation, I reflected on the ways we find each other. Sometimes in our words and writings, sometimes in person, and how across space and time we reach out to one another. As we find each other, we make something different elsewhere. With each flower, stem, petal, bit of soil, I was helping make another space where we might gather together, a more affirming place for our full black beings. Derek Ofodorinwa relates that in Odinala Ndi Ibo, an individual's life is not a book, but rather a page in the middle of a story that stretches to the beginning of existence. As I reflected on this statement, I wondered to myself, which books felt meaningful? Which books represented my ancestors and my connected trajectories, stretching in continuity from the beginning of existence into the present moment and also beyond? I turned to the books of some African scholars, African and Black feminists whose work and thinking I'm learning from. Ife Amadiume and Oyeronke Oyewumi and Patera Kalule and Saidiya Hartman and Audre Lorde. I pressed each of the flowers I collected into meaningful pages within these books through a slow process of flattening them through pressure and over time. The process takes several days, and as the days passed, their moisture slowly seeped out, and the process produced dried, paper-thin petals, leaves and stems, and flower-stained pages. This was a practice of working with these flowers and plants, sourced from spaces intimately tied to painful experiences of exclusion, but also finding each other and situating them and my own life in books that shape me. I experimented with pressing hydrangeas between the words of Audre Lorde in her essay on uses of the erotic, where Lorde writes, "The erotic functions for me in several ways, and the first is in providing the power which comes from sharing deeply any pursuit with another person. The sharing of joy, whether physical, emotional, psychic, or intellectual, forms a bridge between the sharers which can be the basis for understanding much of what is not shared between them and lessens the threat of their difference." Reading this essay again, I reflected on conversation with Aziza, where we talked about reading each other's work and shared a mutual appreciation for each other's writing. I think about that conversation as our own bridge of black relation across our difference. I also return to the words of Oyeronke Oyewumi in The Invention of Women, where Oyewumi problematizes our westernized presumptions of gender, not part of traditional Yoruba culture and social organization. I placed lavender between two pages, where Oyewumi critiques Karen Barber's gendered understanding of the Babalawo in Yoruba society. A Babalawo is a diviner, a spirit guide in Ifa, but Baba locates the woman Baba Lao as extraordinary, based on her incorrect, westernized understanding of projection onto this lineage-based profession. When I read Oyewumi's saltiness towards this and other scholars in this book, Aziza's laugh sounded in my ears. When Patero Kalule sent me their poem book, Kalimba, they'd placed lavender between two pages. When I first opened their book, the scent and the tenderness and care with which they thought of me wafted from its pages. This small action reminded me of care within, without the academy, its presence in the small actions we do for each other. The words we write and share with each other can also be felt, experienced, and can enact tenderness. Their action and the tenderness behind it also informed this experimental practice in deep ways. As I placed branches of reddish and green berberis leaves between pages of their poem, The Truth, I reflected on the words they wrote. How do you exit a poem? You don't. You may walk out of it unsung, outsung, null, rung in vex perpetua, but soon you return, keyed to the latches of its music, to greet it, hug it, and chime endless incipience inside the room of its doors. Their words remind me that books and their prose, text, stories, lyrics, poems, and ideas are world-making spaces, also spaces that we inhabit endlessly, sitting within, greeting and conversing with others in intellectual, emotional, and corporeal ways. Their words make us feel, enable us to feel seen and heard and listened to and touched. I return to these books and each author's words, ideas, and offerings, and I press these flowers and leaves and plants into their pages. I worked across multiple times, the lifetimes of and between ancestors, each making their own page within an endless story that stretches across time. The lifetimes of plants and flowers, both in the ways they grow over years from the soil into the air, and each year as their bulbs emerge into flowers. The time span in which I picked, pressed, and placed these flowers between pages, to shape something new through the way I gathered them together, and the evolution of this experimental practice as I moved between these ideas. This process of pressing flowers, of bringing together the flowers and plants with these books and pressing them together for days or weeks, also produced something new. The marks and stains on these pages from these flowers shaped a relation that continues to remind me of this process and remind me of my ancestors, including Aziza, each time I return to these books. I turn to pencil and paper to meditate on the thinking that comes up for me again and again as I'm working through this process. First, this one. Our love for flowers, plants, and nature joins us in intergenerational relation. I use this meditative sentence over and over, using it to produce new shapes on the page like the stem and branches of a tree or plant. I place the pressed flowers on this canvas, layering these materials and processes together to build something new, as a way of gathering these flowers and ideas and practices learned and shaped through ancestral influence. And it becomes my own process of making something new and something beautiful, something deeply connected to my relations. I'm interested in the layers and the textures and the different arrangements, and I'm performing these relations. I'm learning from my grandfather and my mother's own skill for landscaping, and my grandmother and my shared appreciation for this world's natural beauty. I return again to Aziza, Francesca, and Katusha's poem. What else do you get to dream of beyond the words that you have to use in this world? What else do we want to dream of beyond what we have now? Revolutions and the sun. Revolutions are just evolutions happening again and again. Wasi Danaju. Stretching the possibilities of meaning, Black people's different cosmovisions, thinking beyond time as something out there, again. Repeating and remixing, returning to our words and worlds, creating more space for us to breathe through. In astronomy, constellations are groupings of stars that were imagined, at least by those who named them, to form conspicuous configurations of objects or creatures in the sky. I wonder, who names these constellations? Who says what shapes these clusters of stars form? What if we imagined constellations as spirals, cycling around and around in endless evolutions? What if we imagined time as these constellations, just evolutions happening again and again? From these questions, I shape a new meditation. I make space through my own practice of gathering and grafting together materials, moments, and ideas in new ways. Each part of the process layers and builds upon the next. Our university experiences, our writings, my ancestors, me, Aziza, these flowers growing in Western Park, my walks throughout the park, collecting them, the process of selecting books, of picking pages, and pressing the flowers in between. I am shaping constellations. I am shaping space, this constellation, through my own practice of gathering and grafting together materials, moments, and ideas. Within this constellation is all of us, my grandmother, my grandfather, my mother, my dream, each and every plant and flower we have seen and loved. And to center her black presence, it is at the center of this space that I place Aziza. It is a space of love and care, of laughter, of life and death, and hope and grief. And I like to think that it can hold everything for us.